a local nonprofit organization, will be able to continue offering its counseling services to Northwest Arkansas teens. YouthBridge recently received a $200,000 grant from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Arkansas Senators Blanche Lincoln and Mark Pryor helped secure the funds. Chrissy Carson, director of YouthBridge's Centerton Shelter, says that the grant will help the nonprofit with the emergency services it provides for homeless and runaway teens.
The grant money is going to help us with our outreach programs and our after-school programs. Outreach, what I mean by outreach is we go into the schools. We go into places like police stations, fire stations, and we put safe place signs up. That way, if kids are being abused, neglected, whatever their situation may be, just need, you know, just run away from home. Some kids run away from home for little reasons. My parents didn't give me what I want. So they get upset, they run away, but we can't have them out on the streets. So they're able to go to these places, and then the fire station knows where to take, or the police station knows where to take the kids to, because they know that we're a safe place provider. So they can bring the kids, we'll take them, we'll call their parents, notify anybody that needs to be notified just to get these kids protected and back where they need to be. The ultimate goal is always reunification for family if the situation permits. Otherwise, after school programs, keeping kids off the streets, doing groups with them, art projects, things of that nature. It also allows for us to take kids into the shelter when something's happened from home and they've been pulled out of their homes. It gives us the opportunity to keep them and give them a safe environment. It's all just really about protecting our kids in crisis situations.
Carson has been working with YouthBridge for the last 4 years. The Centerton Emergency Shelter can house up to 24 teens who may stay between 60 and 90 days. Along with room and board, the funding will allow for teens to have supervision 24 hours, 7 days a week, outings, and medical care if necessary. The nonprofit will also be able to provide an additional counselor to work with the children. Carson says the grant will help YouthBridge to continue providing these services, which she says are necessary in Northwest Arkansas.
Oh, it's very important. It's very important to our community. There are so many kids, I can't even tell you since I've started, how many kids have come in because they're being neglected and abused. And you don't realize that until you really get into this business and you open your eyes and you're just like, wow, this is really happening. It's not a good thing, but when there's a place that is out there that can provide these kids with some kind of feeling of, okay, I'm safe now, I can relax. I mean, nothing better, there's nothing better than that.
Last year, Carson says the shelter housed about 180 kids who were anywhere from 10 to 18 years old. That number has increased this year, and part of the reason, she says, could be because more people in the community are aware that they can use YouthBridge as a resource. With a growing number of teens seeking a safe haven, Carson says it would be nice to expand the shelter, but that comes at a price.
Oh, I would love to expand the shelter, but that would take more grants. There definitely, there's a need for it. I can say that, but, we're a nonprofit organization, and we run, off of grants and what we can get from, federal and state money, so all that takes time, all that takes money. So, anything that we can do, we always do, fundraisers and different events of that nature. Cody Ford and Nancy Hairston are always doing something for us. So that helps.
Although the Centerton Emergency Shelter is a safe place for runaways, Carson says parents can take preventative steps to help curtail the number of teens running away from home.
With the runaway homeless youth, it's, listening to your kids, looking for signs of any kind of problems that they're having in school, or a lot of kids are being bullied, a lot of gang involvement now. So it's really watching your kids, paying attention to your kids, and talking to them each day to see what's going on in their lives. I think we lose that. So many people are working. We've got back in the 50s when it was one person working. and the mom was always at home, we had more time for our kids. But now we have two parents out working, and the kids aren't getting the attention that they need. In some cases, not in all cases. But it's really, you know, just coming home and sitting down with your kids, asking them how their day was at school, asking them, you know, is there anything bothering them? Just watching for those signs, I think, is such a big deal. And it will, I think, help prevent things like running away from home for, you know, minor reasons. And, you know, other than that, some of these kids are getting taken out of homes because of neglect and abuse, and that's not the kid's fault.
More information about YouthBridge is available at 1-800-628-2260 or youthbridge.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.